Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We interrupt our regular soundcheck broadcast with some important breaking news. We have reports that a UFO, that's an unidentified funky object, is about to make a landing in Washington, D.C.
Star Child here, citizens of the universe. I bring forth to you the good time on the mothership. Are you here?
Chocolate City, get ready to get funky. Funktastic alien star child George Clinton, the founder of Parliament Funkadelic, has confirmed that the P-Funk Mothership, an otherworldly stage prop that delivered cosmic grooves to legions of Earthlings, is on its way to the Smithsonian. Mothership scholar and Washington Post pop music critic Chris Richards has been following this story closely. Perhaps too closely. Chris, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thank you.
So, when did you get the news that the Smithsonian was going to get the Parliament Funkadelic Mothership?
I got a phone call last week from a guy named Daryl Brooks. He was the guy who actually abandoned the original Mothership in a junkyard many years ago, in a story that I wrote a year ago,
right,
out in the suburbs of Maryland. He called me last week and said, hey, I heard that the Smithsonian Museum of African American History and Culture might be getting the Mothership 2.0, the one that Clinton built to go on tour in the 90s. So you might want to get in touch with those folks. So I called up the Smithsonian and found out what was going on. And turns out, yes, Clinton had donated this second Mothership to the museum, which is going to open its doors in 2015. So we will have the Mothership here in D.C. in Chocolate City.
So the idea that the Smithsonian, for its Museum of African American History and Culture, would want the Mothership, what does that say about what the Mothership represents?
Well, it's so much more than a stage prop. It's this gigantic metaphor, really, for what where Black America kind of was at the time when P-Funk was doing its thing. I mean, many people saw funk music as this sort of celebration of the, you know, freedoms that were earned in the civil rights movement. And, you know, a lot of what Clinton was doing was really a powerful image. This is a guy coming off of a spacecraft in all kinds of crazy outfits, surrounded by a band, dressed like they were from another world. And it kind of really stretch this idea of what was possible in music and in culture. And that sort of symbolism is not lost on Smithsonian. The curators are aware of this. And I spoke with Dwendolyn R. Reese. She's the curator of music and performing arts at the museum. And she kind of said that the Mothership sort of fits into this classic trope of the idea of transit and movement throughout African American culture, whether that be literal, the migration from the South to the North after slavery, and just the idea of like moving closer towards freedom, closer towards something better. And the Mothership is a symbol of that, really.
How big a spacecraft are we looking at here?
This Mothership is what Clinton says is almost indistinguishable replica, although hardcore fans will argue that the one that the Smithsonian is getting is a 12,000-pound aluminum sort of thing. It was built in the 90s to go on tour because, as I said, the original Mothership was thrown away, discarded in 1982 in Maryland.
And has never been found, right?
Has never been found. It's still missing out there. There's a whole urban legend surrounding it. Some people say it vanished in a fire. Some people say it was stolen. Like, the most hardcore P-Funk fans believe that it's floating in deep space right now, watching over us. But it still has not been found. I spent definitely 3 or 4 weeks last year just going through the woods in Prince George's County trying to find it with no luck.
Now, what accounts for your obsession, Chris Richards, with the Mothership?
You know,
I mean, did you stash something in that thing back in the day? Or?
It's a great search, and it's a great urban legend in D.C. You know, I first heard about this at a P-Funk show at the 930 Club maybe 5 years ago, just eavesdropping on some fans, and one guy was saying, oh, it'd be so cool if the Mothership came down at this show. And the other guy said, well, you know, it's out in the woods of PG County. And I just thought, what? There's a funky UFO crashed out there? And ever since then, it's kind of – I've been fixated on it, and I've talked to a lot of interesting people, a lot of folks in the band, and no one knows where it is, but – it's allegedly still out there.
And that's your route to a Pulitzer, Chris. Parliament Funkadelic with a longtime connection to Washington, D.C., Chocolate City, right?
That's
where that comes from.
That's correct. Chocolate City is a popular nickname for Washington, D.C., based on the majority Black population here. And it's a name that was popularized via the 1975 Parliament album, Chocolate City. And Washington, D.C. has always been a stronghold for the band. They were huge in Detroit, but D.C. always felt like a real home base to them. And, you know, as you know, Washington, D.C. has go-go music. So much of that trickles down from Parliament Funkadelic. And actually, there's a literal connection. The reason that the Mothership was abandoned here is because the group's touring management company was based in Washington, D.C. So when they got rid of the Mothership, they had to get rid of all kinds of stuff, the costumes, the gear, because the band was essentially bankrupt. Some of the keyboards that Bernie Worrell used to play ended up getting taken up by the band Trouble Funk, one of the original go-go bands that was a popular group in the early 80s and still plays today. So not only is Parliament, you know, in the musical DNA of go-go, but it's actually in the physical instrumentation.
All right. And now the Mothership version 2.0 will be coming to the Smithsonian. And when does that part of the Smithsonian open, Chris?
It's a new museum opening in 2015, so we'll have to wait a few years. It'll be in storage for a while.
Chris Richards is pop music critic for the Washington Post. He's also been called as close as civilization is ever going to get to a bona fide scholar on the Parliament Funkadelic Mothership. And he's been with us from the Washington Post. Chris, nice talking to you again.
Hey, thanks so much.
This is Soundcheck.
A chocolate city is no dream. It's my piece of the rock. And I dig you, CC. God bless Chocolate City and its vanilla suburbs.
Still to come, the Revolutionary Snake Ensemble brings the funk live to our studio. This is Soundcheck.
In your stuff. Can't get enough. Be more funk. Be more funk. And we funky too. Right on, Chocolate City.